following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries. From Friday, October 7th, through Thursday, October 13th, 2022. October 7th, 2022. The Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, 3 p.m. service. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, your rosaries are the encouragement of peace in the world. They hold back the arm of the Father's justice. It is your rosaries which prevent the release of still more virulent germ warfare in a plot which deepens in the heart of man. Recently, this nation was ravaged by a savage hurricane. Many lives and souls were lost. If your rosaries had been picked up and employed as this storm approached, it could have been weakened, even rerouted. As it was, the prayer effort was limited compared to the monster storm. Dear children, your prayers are like the electric power you use in everyday life to make all things work together. When the power is off, you lose the ability to do much. It is this way with prayers. Prayers are the power that enlists heaven's aid in hearts and in the world around you. Your rosaries have the power to change the future of the world and to mitigate much evil already set in motion. Satan does not want you to know these things. He does much to distract you and to keep you from praying. Unite your hearts to my Immaculate Heart when you arise, and I will help you to pray off and on throughout the day. When you pray, trust that your prayers will make a difference. It is your faith that calls upon God's power more than fear. Make the path of prayer between your heart and the heart of God well traveled. Do not wait for some impending disaster to pray. Regard your rosary as the cord that connects you to God's attentive ear and His power. Dear children, today I pray you will understand in your hearts just how powerful and important your fervent rosaries are. If each soul prayed one Hail Mary a day, I could reclaim souls Satan is using to spread wars. Think then the power of a whole rosary. Do you want to stop germ warfare? Pray your rosary. Do you wish to convert souls caught up in the world of pleasure and financial gain? Pray the rosary. Do you wish to convince skeptics of my coming here? Pray your rosary. If you truly believed in the power of my rosary, we could accomplish all of this and more. I extend to you my blessing of holy love. I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, please understand there is nothing more important than your own salvation. For that reason, Moses has come to help you towards your salvation. Now, Moses is here holding the tablets of the Ten Commandments. He says, my dear brothers and sisters, understand that it is your obedience to these laws that leads to your salvation. Without your obedience, you will never see heaven. Praise God for this information. Praise God for your obedience. He, Moses, is blessing us, and God the Father is imparting His triple blessing. October 8th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the way to please me is to obey my commandments. This is how you earn your salvation. Please know that holy love is the embodiment of all the commandments. Love me, your God, above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. Do not make false gods of anything in the world, not even your own survival. Do not be distracted by what is always best for you, unless it is best towards your salvation. Pray to be cognizant of my will for you." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In the world, you are experiencing a change of seasons. A sign of this change is the colors of the leaves on the trees. In life, you do not notice the change of people's motives for their actions as they are hidden from sight. Very often, people are not what they seem to be on the outside. This is when you must pray that the Holy Spirit enlightens you, so that in any dealings with others, you are dealing with what is truth in their character and not pretense. Sometimes people have selfish motives for hiding aspects of their past. This is why you must pray to be certain of who or what you are dealing with. In nature, there is no pretense. The seasons change without any selfish motives. They are subject to my royal order of time. Humans, however, make up their own agenda to suit their own needs. This is why you must pray when dealing with people, in order to deal strictly with the truth." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 10th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, spiritually, it was a successful weekend. Certain spirits were confronted that had not been challenged in the past. I must warn you, however, Satan's attacks against this mission are going to increase in strength and numbers. Always be prepared, not just at the time of the events. Understand that this is a good sign, a sign that you are disturbing his evil plans. This is the age of his final battle. The ministry is in the way. Do not fear, your strength is from me, my Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the end, Satan will be stripped of his power and will return to hell forever. He knows his time is limited, and so too his opportunities. Clothe yourselves in courage, the courage that comes from above. Call upon me in any threatening situation. I will never abandon you in your battles against evil. Holy love conquers all. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 11th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days, many of my children are very proficient in modern forms of communication and can therefore stay close to each other, even when geographically they are far apart. The purpose of these messages is to stay close to you, my children, even though time and distance hold us apart. Most do not pray enough to know that prayer is the way to stay close to me. Therefore, I cannot guide mankind past dangers and beyond. I try speaking to souls in many ways, through other people, through events, and more. But most do not listen or do not seek my input. This poor or lack of communication between heaven and earth leaves the path open for Satan to misdirect souls on the way to their salvation. Children, take the time daily to speak to me, to listen to me. I will listen. I will answer you in many and various ways, because I love you. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 8. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, be brave in any circumstance that life puts you in. Know that nothing takes place in your day that I am unaware of. My provision is always upon you. I know the challenges you face. In any circumstance, prayer is your refuge. When you pray, you allow me to take charge. In so doing, trust that the best outcome is on the way. Your trust is a consolation and never goes unrewarded. The soul who trusts is at peace. Do not allow Satan to agitate you by pointing out all that could go wrong. That is the beginning of fear. Fear is the enemy of trust. Fear is from the enemy of your peaceful surrender. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 13th, 2022, the 105th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, Portugal. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, decades ago, I was allowed by the Father to appear to three shepherd children in Fatima, to encourage the world to pray the Rosary for peace between nations and between mankind and his God. Today, I come bearing the same message. The Rosary is the cord of reconciliation between man and God and between man and all nations. It is Satan who opposes man's grasp of this formula for peace. Dear little ones, never minimize the importance of your prayer efforts, or of the Rosary in particular. Change will come. It is up to you if it is change towards peaceful accord or change towards even greater conflict. I am always with you as your Heavenly Mother. Turn to me when you find it difficult to pray. I pray with you when you pray the Rosary. Pray that man does not escalate tensions between nations through threats of deadly force of catastrophic consequences. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.